This is a recording conversation, Sunday, 5 o'clock, June 22nd.
With Dr. Alan Gerson.
Beginning of a 2-year study on the devotees, trying to demonstrate to the people in the material world the psychological benefits that come over the devotees as they become more and more involved in Krishna consciousness.
First of all, we have to change our mental activities into Krishna activities. Then everything will be all right. The mind is engaged, all right. So the engagement should be Krishna. And if we read this book, our mind is always engaged in Krishna. The same thing, our mind is engaged in material activity. The same mind is engaged in Krishna's activity. Then the whole thing changes.
I have yet to look into the material that I'm presenting to the devotees, but my experience with them is that as they're into the movement longer and longer and become deeper involved in Krishna consciousness, just exactly that is happening. That their material nature seems to become much more relaxed and...
Yeah. There will be no more material activities. It's like you take an iron rod and put into the fire. It becomes warmer. And at last, it becomes red hot. When the iron rod is red hot, it is no longer iron rod, it is fire. You touch the iron rod, red hot, anywhere, it will act as fire. Similarly, if you engage your mind in Krishna activity, the mind becomes Krishnaized gradually. And when he is advanced, there is no material activity, all spiritual activity. Just here in this temple, there is no material activity. And material activities means based on this illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. Here you will not find anything of this.
I would like to demonstrate through my study, which will be going on for 2 years and then come out as a book, the benefits of giving up illicit sex, meat eating, and the other things.
Spiritual life.
Yes.
These are all material necessities. If you come to the spiritual platform, the test is that you have no material necessities. So long you are diseased, you require medicine. But when you are not diseased, there is no need of medicine. The healthy state. So long we are materially diseased, we require all this materialness. So when you are in the spiritual platform, there is no material. Nitya ahara vihara kadi vidito. Then you conquer over him. Our prime necessities, eating, sleeping, mating, and defense, the prime necessity, the primary necessity, you don't require. You'll sleep less, you'll eat less. There's no need of mating, very, 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 very less. The lesser, lesser you become. That means spiritual. Bhakti prasanu bhava virakti. Your spiritual advancement means to become reluctant, disgusted with this. Namah. That's like Jamunacharya. He explains his position. Jadavadhi mama citta krishna padar bindaya nava nava dhamarantum asit tadavadhi batanari sangame smarjamane bhavati mukha vikara sushtu nishtivana. Since I have begun my Krishna consciousness, and the more I advance, I become very much distasteful for sex life. As soon as I think of sex life, I fight on it. What is it now? This is a test. So long we have got test for this material enjoyment, that means we are not at. Therefore, the Vedic civilization is voluntarily, they give up this household life and become a sannyasi, where there is no need of such life. Then, after sannyas life, he become paramahansa. That is Vedic Siddhi.
I've noticed changes just in the few months that I've been among the devotees and myself, and they've been in that direction, and it's a very nice feeling to be able to feel at least in small part into the spiritual world.
The Vedic civilization therefore teaches the student brahmachari how to remain without sex life. Those who are unable to continue that, they are allowed all life, be married life. And that is also for 25 years. A student remains brahmachari up to 25 years. And if he wants to take this sex license, household life means sex life. So he can get the license for 25 years more. At the age of 50th year, he gives her voluntary. He keeps his wife with him just to assist him to advance and teach him and go from one holy place to another. Then, when they practice, then the woman is sent to his elderly sons to take care, and the man takes on. This is Vedic. Varnasa. Four varnas and four asas. The Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. And sannyas is especially meant for the Brahmins, not the Kshatriyas, not the Vaishyas, because they are not very much advanced. But the Brahmin is advanced from the very beginning. Therefore, sannyas is for the Brahmin. The system that without a Brahmin, nobody can take sannyas. I am criticized by others in India that I am giving sannyas to them. according to the principle, they are not fit for sannyas. But because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also took sannyas at the age of 24 years, Shankaracharya took sannyas at the age of 8 years. He lived only for 33 years. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived for 48 years. So for ordinary man, a sannyas is difficult. But for preaching work, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's footprints we are trying to follow.
I think here in America that people probably criticize because they're ignorant, and I hope to...
American, that I have discussed, those who are in the bodily concept of life, they are not even human. They're animals. Jashyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatute. One who takes his body, I am. I'm American, I'm German, I'm Englishman, I'm Indian. They're animals. They're not even human. When he'll deny that I'm not American, I'm not Indian, not Englishman, I'm not this body, then he's in the spiritual realm. And so long he'll identify that I'm this body, and because my body is American, therefore I am American. And that is animal life. That is not even human life. So that is going on all over the world. Identifying the body as self. I am American, I am German, I am Englishman, I am Indian. The whole United Nations is based on this concept. So where is unity? If you are thinking as American or Indian or Pakistani or German, so where is the question of unity? But they have manufactured a false method, United Nations, by lecturing. Just like if you bring a dozen of dogs and ask them to be peaceful, will they be peaceful? They will bark, hop, hop, hop. So this is good. If you keep them as their dogs, how you can expect unity? So they should not remain as dogs. They should come to become human beings. Then there is question of it. So they want to keep them as dogs and at the same time they want to unite. That's what is unsuccessful. Is it not unsuccessful?
I couldn't hear.
Is the United Nations unsuccessful?
Oh, it is unsuccessful. Yes. I meet many people in the course of my work that are very unhappy because of the frustrations that they experience.
Yes, this place is for unhappiness. In the Bhagavad Gita, you'll find this place, the material world, has been described as dukkhalam. Dukkhalam means the place of miseries. The how, if the place is made for miseries, how you can make this place as full of pleasure? If God made like that. Just like if you are put into the prison house. And if you want to live very comfortably, is it possible? The prison house is meant for giving you trouble, so that you may be rectified. No more stealing, not to become criminal. It is meant for punishment. Similarly, this whole material world is meant for punishing these criminals who wanted to enjoy independently God's property. They are all criminals. We are worshipping the best nationalist who is thinking in terms that this place is mine, philanthropist or political leader. But actually, he is a thief, because he is claiming God's property as his own. He is a criminal. Krishna says, Sarva-loka-mahesvaram. I am the proprietor of all the planets, all the universe. Sridham sarva-bhutana. I am the friend of all living entities. But these people, they are claiming that the leader is claiming, I am the friend. And he is claiming, I am the proprietor. They are from criminal. He is not friend. Just like your president. He is not friend of the countrymen. So this is the position of the most exalted man. And not to speak of the ordinary. Nobody is friend. All enemies. Therefore, I am envious of you, you are envious of me. There's no question of becoming friend, because everyone is selfish. He wants his personal benefit. So how he can become other's friend? This is false. By false pretense, he is occupying big post and taking money for his sense gratification. That's all. This is material world. And to keep up his position, he is proclaiming that I am your friend. Just like when Nixon was being elected, America needs Nixon. I've seen that sign. And then again it became, America needs to kick out. This is going on. This is cheating. Both of them are cheaters. Those who elected him, he is also a cheater. And who became elected, he is also a cheater. So this is the society of cheaters and cheated. So-called human society means the society of the cheaters and cheaters. One man is cheated, another man is cheated. And alternately, he is also cheated and others are cheated. This is that.
Most of those who come to see me are the cheated.
And you also cheat them.
I hope not. I would like to show them a...
They want to be cheated and you also cheat them. Very good view.
I would like to show them a path so that they won't be cheated any longer.
Provided you know the path.
I'm trying to learn.
So first of all, learn it. Otherwise you'll be cheating. If you do not know the art, and if you want to do some benefit to the others, then that is cheating. Suppose a physician, he does not know what is the medical science, and if he wants to become a physician, that is cheating. walk.
I hope through the study that I'm doing with the devotees and the book that comes out of it that it will help them not be cheated any longer and show them the right way.
Yeah.
He's advising his patients that they should chant Hare Krishna and come to the temple.
Then it's well. Then you are friends.
Another thing I would like to do is go to Gurukul and test the children and show what NBC did was very false and unfair.
On television, they did a very bad story on Gurukul.
Yes, then they cheated. Mm. He wants to cheat and get some money. That's all.
He wants to
The whole so-called human society is combination of cheater and cheater. So anyone who is acting without Krishna consciousness, he is a cheater. And anyone who is thinking himself advanced without Krishna consciousness, he is cheating. This is the basic principle. I mean Krishna consciousness is God consciousness. So when you speak of Krishna, God, without God consciousness, everyone is cheating. And because everyone is cheated, there must be cheater. This is correlative term. If I say I'm cheated, that means there is a cheater. And if there is a cheater, there must be cheated. This is relative term.
NBC did an unfair story on Gurukul. They cheated. And I would like to undo that. I would like to go and show that the school is very good.
It is very kind of you. But there have been so many attempts to cut down this movement. But they are cheated. They could not do so.
May I try to help?
Yes. That is your real business. In India also, they're still making so much propaganda. They are making propaganda that these American devotees, they are CIA. This propaganda is very strong in India, making the people against these American boys who are preaching. So this is going on. Financed one film, Hare Krishna. That is quite against us. But still, those who are sincere, they are praising, yes. This is again.
In India, the effect of that film was just the opposite.
Yeah.
That everyone
now
was chanting Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
It was very popular at the chanting.
That's Hare Krishna film at least helped us in the matter of propagating the Hare Krishna word.
I would like to.
Dr. Garrison would like to publish a book that would be accepted by the scholarly circles.
Yeah.
So that they would see that our school and our varnashram system is very good for mankind.
Because one of the main arguments against the movement is that we are crazy. Now, Dr. Gerson, it is his specialty in determining who is sane, who is crazy. And according to his observation, the devotees here are more sane than...
So kindly write one book, at least small book, supporting this movement. That will be great service. Actually, this should be supported by all sane men. It is so nice. And practically, you see, Dr. Judah has admitted that you have converted drug-addicted hippies into servant of Krishna and servant of woman. That he has written. That would like to.
I think the data that I'm collecting will support that and show it in terms that other people in psychology and medicine will be able to read.
If you read Dr. Judah's book,
I have it.
You'll get many information. He has very scholarly present. With references from so many books.
He's been running various psychological tests on the devotees. Mm-hmm. Dr. Gerson has been using psychological tests.
What is the psychological
test?
Well, there are a variety of tests, and they have to do with the kind of personality and intelligence and creativity that people in general have. And I'm finding
the Hare Krishna movement is not dependent on any personality.
I understand that, but what I'm trying to do is explain to the medical and psychological community in terms that they will understand. And so I'm using the tests that they understand and read.
You give me one book that scientific basis.
Have you read that book?
Yeah, you can give him one book.
Dr. Gerson has promised that he will read every single one of your books before he writes his book. He's very
That's
serious.
Very kind of. We have got about 50 books.
He knows.
And it is increasing. Perhaps in the next 2 months, it shall increase another 17 books. There are 17 books pending to be published. They have not done. I am sitting here to see that this is published within 2 months. So therefore they are working day and night. The editorial department, printing department. We have got very nice arrangement for working.
Srila Prabhupada, Damodar Prabhu has taken these tests already, and maybe he can explain a little.
Test? What is that?
He's taken the psychological tests that Dr. Gerson is giving, Damodar Prabhu, who he has already...
Who has tested?
I was tested by Dr. Gerson and by his assistant.
So, what did you find in him?
Well, I didn't find them disturbing to Krishna consciousness. And I felt that when I was doing it, for instance, the lady asked me to draw a picture of a person. So I drew a picture of Krishna. So I felt that, well, this was nice because she was seeing Krishna. And then she said, draw a picture of a house. So I tried to draw a picture of the Krishna Balaram Mandir. I didn't do very well, but anyway, she was thinking about Krishna. So I thought it was a preaching opportunity. I think most of the devotees approach it in that way.
Prabhupada asked what you found out when you tested Damodar.
Oh. I haven't studied the test yet. We're trying to test all of the devotees here in the LA temple. And that in itself is taking all of my time. I haven't looked at his tests.
But can you give some impressions?
That is not the process.
My impressions of the devotees thus far, however, are that those who have been in the movement much longer...
Even if you find somebody diseased, still, spiritual consciousness is not hampered. That is stated in this one, ahituki apratihata. Apratihata means without any impediment. There is no checking. Just like in the Ganges water, you will sometimes find the stool is floating there. But that does not mean the Ganges water has become polluted. It is practical. In Calcutta, in our childhood, I was taking bath in the Ganges with my father. Many gentlemen regularly take bath in the Ganges. And the modern scientific method is all the garbage thrown into the river. So you're taking bath and here is some stool floating. So we used to drive away the stool and take it. This tool is unable to pollute the Ganges water. he'll find in India still the advanced gentleman, the dirty water, they say, Ganges water. But he'll find practically that anyone who is taking regular bathing in this dirty water is healthy. He'll find. He's very healthy. No disease touches him, ordinary. Of course, the body is susceptible to disease. But generally, those who are taking regular baths in the Ganges water, they are not diseased. You'll find it practically. You stay. So, as this stool floating in the Ganges water cannot pollute the Ganges water, similarly, a devotee, even if you find scientifically that he is crazy or he is diseased, that is not impediment.
I don't expect to find it. And if
no,
I do, I understand.
Even if you find,
and
you cannot find it. But even if you find, that is not impediment.
Prabhupada, what these tests will show is that when the person came first, he was doing some drugs or some nonsense, and now that he's taken the Krishna consciousness, he has become so much more of a healthy and wholesome
that
person.
That is the test.
That is the test.
That is the real test. How we got so many devotees from the hippie group. So how they have given up all their bad habits. This
is
the
real test.
The function of his testing is to show that that change takes place in a way that other scientists will accept it. That is his purpose.
Oh, that's nice. And that is already admitted by educated class. Therefore, they are becoming attractive.
Well, there are still many who aren't familiar with the movement, and I hope to familiarize
them. I say that even there is something wrong, it is not impediment. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Opite sudurācāro bhajate māmanannabhād sādhureva samandhā. Even if you find in devotee something bad and his behavior is not in the standard, but because he is Krishna conscious, he has no other business, he is sadhu. Pite sudurācāra bhajati imam anannavāra sādhu reva samā. He is sadhu, he is saintly man. Even if you find some defects in his character, because he is sticking to Krishna consciousness, he is saintly. Krishna says, that saintly man has got some this bad character. That answer is next verse. Kipram bhavati dharma, sasat shanti nigacchati, kaundriya pratijanihi nami bhaktapta nashyati. Yes, there are some defects, it is right, but it will be very soon finished. Just like you make the switch off, electric fan. So after the switch is off, still it is moving. But that movement is not real movement, because the switch is off. It will stop very soon.
Many of the defects that the test might measure are defects that are measured against an insane society that considers itself sane. And so they aren't defects even if they show up.
Yeah, you'll find defects. But if the devotee stick to Krishna consciousness principle, these defects will soon become finished.
One thing specifically he wants to do in order to counteract this propaganda against the Gurukul, which had serious impact, he wants to do some of this testing with the children
in a way that is specifically done with children to show that these children are actually happy and they're developing nicely. He wanted to know if that would be permissible for him to do some testing at the Gurukul with the children.
That depends on your management, how you are raising the children. If they are Krishna conscious, then it is all right. So far, bodily defects you might find. But we are denying from the very beginning, I am not this body. So by finding some bodily defects, I will decide of the spirit. Because spirit is not this body. You cannot conclude that because there are some bodily defects, therefore he has got spiritual defects. That is not right for me. The same example. Because there are some dirty things in the Ganges is no more good. That conclusion is wrong.
There has been a lot of bad propaganda that the children at Gurukul are unhappy and that they're not developing normally as children or human beings, and I would like to overcome that propaganda by showing that they are.
That the managers of the Gurukul, they should take care of. But if they follow the instruction which I have given for conducting Gurukul, then there is no question of. What is the general defect they're finding out?
No, they're not finding, they're just making up these defects, probably.
One thing they say is that the parents are not allowing the children the freedom to choose whether they want to be trained in this way or not. They're forcing their children to be trained in a very limited view, only Krishna.
And they say that by repetitive chanting...
That means they do not know. Krishna means everything.
Yes.
That they do not know.
And big professors are saying that just by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, you can learn everything. Yes. All the knowledge is given in there.
That is the basic injunction. Jasmin vijñāte sarvamedam vijñātam bhavanti. If you simply understand Krishna, then you understand everything.
My observation of the children here has been that they've been very happy and that they're very involved in Krishna consciousness. And
at least they can make this distinction that our children is not smoking.
Yes,
yes.
And all the school children, they're smoking.
Yes.
So why don't you find this distinction?
Not only smoking, they're smoking drugs in the school.
I've seen children on the street, they're smoking. I was surprised when I came. In America, I saw small children, they're smoking.
The one devotee boy, young boy in Laguna Beach, was telling me that in his school, when he was in high school in Las Vegas, even in the classroom, the 15, 16-year-old students were smoking marijuana in the classroom of the school. That's
in New York University. I see Brahmananda.
Yes.
The students are smoking.
You were the first one to say, please stop smoking, otherwise I will not speak. They were shocked. They were stunned at such a request.
So what is the psychology of this? You cannot stop smoking. And smoking is admitted, is injurious. So how will you benefit? If you cannot stop the student from smoking, then how will do him benefit? You know that smoking is bad. So even if you study from psychological point of view, and if you cannot rectify the wrong thing, then what is the use of studying? You cannot stop it. So find out the means how to stop it, and that means is Krishna consciousness.
I've started with myself. My patients are not allowed to smoke in my office.
That's all right. But at this general, the students, you are going to study our students. But you see, they're not smoking. Why don't you see this?
When other people starve by eating so much meat, so in the future, the other countries might force us to stop eating meat so that we can use the grain to feed people. So actually, materially, economically, socially, in every way, it is very bad. They are realizing that.
And they will say that because they are not eating meat, they are weak in health.
But their children are not chanting and dancing. See, in their schools, I mean, when people come here and they see the young children chanting and dancing and so energetic, they say, where are these children getting their energy?
That is a real study.
Actually, their children are being repressed. Their children are being enslaved. Their children are very unhappy. The Karmi children, they're unhappy. They're not so lively. They don't talk as much. They don't shout and scream, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Their parents always make them be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. So actually, our children are free.
In this country, psychology and psychiatry has become almost like a priesthood. And people look to them for answers, and if one of the people that they take in that way, me, can give them another answer, then perhaps they'll start to turn in another direction to Krishna consciousness.
As the psychologists, they are like the gurus nowadays. Rather than reading philosophy books or religion books, everyone is reading psychology books like this, I'm okay, you're okay. It was a big bestseller. So now Dr. Gerson, he wants to inject in this psychology field. Anyone who's thinking, who am I? He's reading psychology books. This is supposed to be the science of self-realization today. So they're actually more influential than philosophers.
Have they advanced about who am I?
So I would like to inject into this system Krishna consciousness.
That is very good. If the scientists, philosophers, they take up seriously, then it will be good for the general mass of people. Jajjada acharati sreshta. You are recognized leaders. So if you help them to accept, that will be great service.
Many of them admit that they're very confused, isn't it?
Oh, yes, yes. If you put 10 psychologists in a room and ask them for their opinion, you'll get 10 opinions. On the same subject.
Like Moonies. So, like Moonies, so many minds, so many ways.
Yes. Naso Muni Jasam Matangana Bhinnam. If a Muni, thoughtful man, hasn't got a different opinion, then he's not Muni. And that is going on. They take it as advancement. There is no standard knowledge. You speak something, and if somebody refuses it, he's something else, then he is advanced. And then another comes, he becomes more advanced than the second one. And then another comes. So there is no standard knowledge. What is today's standard knowledge, tomorrow it is obsolete. Another standard. In that way, that nobody knows what is the standard knowledge. Is it not?
Yes.
But we don't follow that process. We follow one standard knowledge, that is Krishna. That is our distinction between the ordinary scholars and our. And we are on the safe side because we don't manufacture, speculate. That is troublesome. If I have to defeat you, then I'll have to speak so many things. I'll have to find out the device, how can I defeat you. But we have got one standard knowledge. I may be fool, rascal, but we repeat Krishna. The art method is very easy. We are challenging everyone. It's like there are many scientific disciples. So I'm not a science man. I've never studied science. But scientists, they're becoming my disciples. From a material point of view, I have no education in science. But why the scientist is becoming my disciple? Is he becoming fool? After taking his doctorate title, he is becoming fool so that he is accepting me as spiritual master. Therefore, the Vedic injunction is correct when it says, Jasmin vijnate sarvam idam vijnatam bhavanti. If you know Krishna perfectly well, then you know everything well. That is the Vedic injunction. So, unless you know Krishna well, your knowledge is imperfect. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedyam. Veda means knowledge. So there are different departmental knowledge. So Krishna says, Vedaishta sarvai. All departmental knowledge. When they come to the understanding of Krishna, then it is perfect. So long he does not come to Krishna, he is imperfect. That is confirmed in another place. Bhavanam janmanam ante jnanavan manga prapadgati. Vasudeva sarvamiti samahamasa. Philosophy, science means research. Is it not? Research what? What do you think? Any scientific
research work?
Yes.
Research.
Yes.
So by searching, if you do not come to Krishna, then your searching is incomplete. That is the defect. And when you come to Krishna, understand him, then it is perfect. Then your research work is complete. That is, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Veda ishta sarvai ahameva veda. Research work means, actually that is science, to find out the original source. Just like they are claiming, the original source of life is chemical. That is not knowledge, imperfect knowledge. The perfect knowledge is, as Krishna said, what is that? Aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the original source. So when they come to Krishna, then he finds out the original source. So that is possible by this research worker. After many, many births, not many, many years, but many, many births. And bhavanam janmanam ante. After many, many births. Bhavanam janmanam ante jnanavan. One is actually advanced in knowledge. He surrenders him. Why? Vasudeva sarvamiti. The Krishna is the original cause of everything. Samahatma Sudhulla. Such research scholar, Mahatma, is very rare. And then he describes in the next verse what is the symptom of these Mahatmas, perfect soul. Mahatmanasamang prartha dvaivi prajitimas. They are no more under the control of this material nature. They are fully under the control of spiritual nature. Now what is the symptom? That he is under spiritual nature, not bhajanti ananda manasu. He is simply engaged in bhajanti, engaged in the service. Bhajanti ananda manasu. He has no other business than to serve Krishna. That is the symptom of a Mahatma. Bhagavad Gita does not say one who has got political business is Mahatma. No. Mahatma means bhajanti ananda manasu, without any diversion, simply engaged in Krishna. That is one. So everything is there.
Srila Prabhupada, in these psychological tests, the thing is not that you find... There's some defects. Naturally, there's some defects.
There must be. Material science means defects.
But in the karmi world, there are even more defects, see?
Yes.
And the tests would show that...
Psychology
in the
karmi
world
is philosophy, part of philosophy. So, philosophers are better than these fools, karmis. They are accepted as S. Karmis are accepted as the animal S. Why? Because the S works day and night without any personal profit. The ass, they work very hard. You have seen ass? And he's working?
Yes.
In India, we see very easily.
Yes.
It is loaded with tons of things. He cannot move it. You see? And he agrees to work. And what is his benefit? He gets little grass. And the grass can be had without any working. But this rascal does not know. He agrees to work hard, day and night. So all these karmis I've seen in New York, they are working so hard. And they're eating only a glass of tea and a dried loaf.
Toast.
Not toasted. Dry loaf. Without any taste, without any value. That also in his table. He cannot go to the... He's busy. Working. This is ass. He does not think that I am working so hard, I am earning so much money. What benefit I am taking? A glass of tea and a loaf. For this I am working so hard. I can get this without any work. Anyone will offer me this glass of tea and loaf. Why I am working so hard? That sense he has not. Therefore he asks. Everyone you see, they are working so hard, they have no time. But what they are enjoying, they are not enjoying even more than ordinary man. But he has no sense. So, for this much benefit I am working so hard. That was his guess. A philosopher at least thinks that why shall I work so hard for this only glass of... Therefore he is little better than this god. Karmic jnani and they are restless because they are falsely thinking that they will get some benefit. they have some aspiration, ambition for getting some benefit. They call me that they're trying that I will have so much bank balance, 300 million. He is satisfied to see the bank balance. Because the bank balance will not go with him. But he is happy by seeing that I have got so much bank balance. So they want bank balance also. Not enjoyable life. They do not enjoy life. They want to see that I have got so much bank balance. Such a high building. I possess. This much, they are satisfied. That is not satisfaction. He will never be satisfied. He will want more, more, more. So the Kurmi has got some demand in his heart. And the Jnani, although they are little advanced, more than the Kurmis, but they have also demand that I shall become merged into the existence of the Supreme, Brahmalin. That is also demand. The yogis, they want to show some magic power and get popularity. They have also demand. Therefore, all these people who have got demand, they cannot be happy. The bhaktas, they have no demand. And therefore they are happy. They have no demand. Although the bhaktas are meant for going back to home, back to God, but they don't care for it. Whether I shall go back to home, back to God, it doesn't matter. I must serve Krishna. That is bhakti. Anna vilasita sunnam. No other desire. They want to see Krishna happy. That's all. If Krishna is happy, they're happy. Yes. They remain in the hell. It doesn't matter. Narayana parasarve na kutaschana vibhati. Those who are devotees, they are not afraid of going to hell. They are prepared going to hell. All right, I shall go to hell and chant Hare Krishna. That's all. Finish. I want to chant Hare Krishna. So I can do it anywhere. I can do it in this corner. I can do it in this building. I can do it in the aeroplane. I can do it in the hell. I can do it in India. I can do it in Los Angeles, anywhere. It doesn't matter what I am or what is my position. I may simply go on chanting. That's all. This is the good. That will happen. The happiness is meant for the devotee, not neither for the kurmis, for the jnanis, or the yogis. It is the property of the devotee. Just like the devotee chanting, very happy. They are not expecting anything. They are happy by chanting, that's all. But Krishna is unhappy if his devotees are not properly maintained. Yoga Kemang Bahamaham. Tisam Nittabi Jiktanam Yoga Kemang Bahamaham. Find out Tisam Nittabi Jiktanam.
Tisham Yoga Kemang Abhisarvesam.
Ananastintantam, Jijana Padripati, Isam Nitya Vijuktanam, Juga Kimam Bahamaham. Ananastintantam.
Anyas chintayanto mam ye jana parupasate teishang nitya biyuktanam yoga keshang
bahami. Yoga kema. Yes, that's right. Yoga kema.
But those who worship me with devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and preserve what they have. Purport. One who is unable to live for a moment without Krishna consciousness cannot but think of Krishna 24 hours, being engaged in devotional service by hearing, chanting, remembering, offering prayers, worshipping, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, rendering other services, cultivating friendship, and surrendering fully to the Lord. Such activities are all auspicious and full of spiritual potencies. Indeed, they make the devotee perfect in self-realization. Then his only desire is to achieve the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called yoga. By the mercy of the Lord, such a devotee never comes back to this material condition of life. Keshema refers to the merciful protection of the Lord. The Lord helps the devotee to achieve Krishna consciousness by yoga. And when he becomes fully Krishna conscious, the Lord protects him from falling down to a miserable conditioned life.
But that requires faith. One who does not know what is God and what is protection, how he can touch? He depends on his own energy. That is karma. He wants to be happy by his own energy. Not only in this life, but also next life by acting very piously, wants to be promoted in the heavenly planet. That is fact, one can go. But that is on account of his own labor. But here the bhaktas, they are taken care of. This is the Supreme Lord. So just like child, he doesn't care how he live comfortably. But the father takes care. That is the position of bhakti. The kurmi is that taking care of themselves. But the devotee is that taken care of by the Supreme. That is the.
This is the preliminary outline for the college course that Dr. Judah is going to be helping us with in Berkeley. This describes the basic purposes of the college and describes some of the courses that we'll be offering.
On books?
Yes, there's a course in each book.
This is what Dr. Judah belongs to, Srila Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm.
This is a union of various theological schools.
Hmm.
So now in Berkeley, we have this very nice building, and we can become a member of this graduate theological union. I've been working with Dr. Judah for about 1 year, and we've talked about this before, and he said that he'll sponsor us.
Try to take it.
Yes. He said that he will sponsor us in this union. And then our devotees can study just your books. Maybe they must take an English course, and that would be all we couldn't offer. Then everything else they can study from
some
your books.
Somehow or other, if they read my books, they will benefit. There is no doubt.
Yes. Then they can get a degree,
yes,
recognized by the state of California,
yes,
so they can teach in universities all over the whole country.
That I want. Do it.
Yes.
We want to give degrees, at least BA, MA, and PhD, according to the advancement of knowledge.
Yes.
and that will be very much beneficial to your country. Then America will be saved from disaster, and it will be the leader, the country will be leader of the whole world. Take this advantage.
Shilpa, there's some questions about exactly how to do this college. See, we will be licensed by the state of California. That's no problem. We can get a license immediately.
Get it.
Yes.
Get it, and this car. Syllabus.
Yes.
That we shall give. We have got so many books. We shall select this book for graduate, this book for postgraduate, and this book for PhDs.
Even you have different levels, like they can, undergraduate can study Bhagavad Gita, but in graduate they can study it more intensely,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Just like in general course, they select some passages from some books.
Mm. Yes.
So we can do that.
And we have laid out all your books in this style, just like in the college catalog. Mm. This is all your literatures, and then different courses are given there, what subject matter will be covered.
Yes, that we shall make a program, and it may be approved by the professors.
Yeah.
And then we let them study.
Sure, probably there's some questions here.
And that should be one practical examination.
Uh-huh.
Not only theoretical, but practical. This will be the chanting and following the regulatory principle.
Yeah.
Otherwise it will not be successful.
Yes.
It will be successful, it will take some time. But if they take help of this practical life, it will be very easily successful.
Yeah. Not just reading the books, but they also must be chanting and following the regulatory principle.
Yes. Then you'll turn your America as Vaikuntha.
Yeah.
And that is your duty, to save your countrymen.
This is already...
I think the America is the people were pious in their past life. They have got this opulent position. Now they should use this opulent position. They have no poverty. They haven't got to work so hard, and they take advantage of this knowledge. Other countries, they are poor. They are busy how to earn their livelihood. But your country, because you are favored on account of your previous pious activities, you should utilize this position. People are embarrassed for improving their economic condition in other countries. Of course, if one is cultured, he is not embarrassed in any condition of life. But without Krishna culture, poverty-stricken people, they are very much hampered. So you have no such problem. Therefore, you can utilize your position, this opulent position, for advancing in Krishna consciousness. As a learned scholar, you should advocate this cause. Why should you waste your time in sense gratification? That is being done by the cats and dogs and hogs. Why this life? That is also you have described in the fifth canto. Nāyaṁ dīha dīha bhājāṁ nilokī kastān kāmān arha tibīr bhujāṁ jī. For simply to satisfy the senses, why you should make such a gorgeous program for working? The sense gratification is enjoyed even by the hogs, the stool-eater. This particular animal is mentioned because they are gratifying senses without any discrimination. You'll find the hogs eating stool and there with mothers and sisters and had sex life as well. They have no discrimination. So this kind of sense gratification is there in the hog's life. So are the human being to imitate the hog's life? This is the question. So they are imitating the hog's life of the human being. This is the difference. Kastan kaman arhati bir bujangali. Working so hard day and night and only sex. That's all. This is life's enjoyment. This is hog's life. And what else they have got, happiness? We challenge them. Except this happiness of sex, what other happiness you have got? There's no answer. So this is being done by the hogs. Whole day and nights they are searching after where is stool, and as soon as they get the stool and then sex. Is that civilization, hog's life? Then what is civilization? That is tapo dibbam. Just go undergo austerities for realizing God. And that is similar. Work very hard, similarly, but for Krishna. And not for imitating the hogs. Now why I should be interested in for God realization? Yes, you should be, you must be. Why? Tapodibbang putraka. Tapodibbang putraka. Jina suddhita satya. By becoming Krishna consciousness, your existential constitution will be purified. What is that purification? Purification means because you are now impure, you are subjected to birth, death, old age and disease. Therefore, you require treatment to cure this disease. Jasmat brahma sokham manantam. And if you cure this disease, then you are after happiness. You will get transcendental bliss and enjoy it eternally. This is human life. Everything is discussed. Srimad Bhagavatam. Tapo dibbang putraka jena suddheta satya jasmad brahma sukham anantam. Anantam means unlimited. You are searching after happiness, but this is limited. Even if you enjoy sex life, that is also limited for a few moments. But anantam. That is, you enjoy it eternally. Just Krishna is dancing with the gopi, he is enjoying eternally. So he can enjoy anything. That information you are giving, just imagine what is valuable service we are enjoying. Tapodibbangaputraka jena suddhita satya. Your existence is impure. Therefore you are undergoing the tribulation of birth, death, old age and disease. They are not making any research. How to stop? Nobody wants to die. Why is dying? Where is the solution? Can the psychologist give any solution that you think in this way? No. That we are giving. Think of Krishna and become free. That information we are giving. Takta deham punarjanmanaiti. In Krishna conscious person, after giving of this material, he is not coming anymore with this material. This is our brother. And if you again die and again come another material body, so what is the use of this education? You cannot dictate that my mother nature, don't make me a dog next life. She is not subjected to your dictation. She is subjected by Krishna's decision. Maya dhakshena prakriti shyati sacharaja. She is not your servant. Your servant of nature. So you are declaring independence, but you are servant of the material nature. That they are not thinking. Unnecessarily they are thinking independence. What is the nonsense independence? You are dependent on the laws of nature and you are thinking independence. How much foolishness it is. This is psychology. They are wrongly thinking. How to correct them? Is it not? Are they not wrongly thinking? Everyone is thinking, I am independent. I can do whatever I like. How much foolish he is.
That's what psychology has been trying to teach people. To do whatever they want to do. Because they have the power. Nothing.
But can he do anything as he likes?
That's right.
If he, as he likes, if he infects some disease, he must suffer from the disease. Where is his independence? Mm. If you infect some disease, infectious disease, then you must suffer from the disease. There is no law. So where is your independence? Karanam guna sangha asya. It is all described. Karanam guna sangha asya. Sadasat janma jyunis. Why there are so many varieties of life? Because he has associated with a particular type of modes of nature and he has got the body. Without any human sense, he has learned to eat anything and everything without any discrimination. Therefore, nature will give him the body of a pig. All right, you eat anything, up to stool, you can eat. How can you stop it? And because nature has given this body, he's releasing very good taste from stool. By this body, you cannot release what is enjoyment in the stool. But because he has no discrimination of food, nature has given him, all right, he can eat up to stool. Human life is meant for civilization and they are trying to be naked. So next life will be, all right, he remains naked standing as tree for 5,000 years. How can you stop it? What from these varieties of life are coming? Karanam guna sangasya sadasat janma jyunisya. This is karana, that he is associating with different modes of material nature and he is getting a suitable body. So where is that science to understand this subtle work of nature? Where is that science? Where is that education in the universe? You are not free. You cannot say that I shall lead life like this. You can lead, but take the risk of next life. Therefore they avoid this question. There is no next life. That is very horrible. But that does not mean just like the, what is that animal, closes the eye?
Ostrich.
When there is danger, it closes. No danger. That does not mean no danger. The dendari is there. You may close your eyes. This is going on. The whole education system is foolish. Because they're thinking intimately.
Now we can change that, Srila Prabhupada, with this college. We can get our men in all the
departments. That is our duty, to give them knowledge. The knowledge is there. The candidates are there. Only the guardians should be sane. They save the children. Otherwise, they will produce only hippies, that's all. So long you work on the mental plane, then the tendency will be, they let me refute you and I become prominent. And he will think that let me refute him, I become prominent. This business will be. But there will be no end of philosophy. So what is the use of such philosophy? Simply, continually, go on mentally speculating. No conclusion. Philosophy means here is the conclusion.
Dr. Judah said, in our whole course, we can just defeat them, but we must know what they think also.
Yeah. No, that's all right. That we should know. They're advertised as big philosophers. So at least we can prove that they're not big philosophers. The big philosopher is Krishna.
Jai.
That's all.
Self-sufficient philosopher.
Huh?
In Isha Upanishad, you say the self-sufficient philosopher, that is Krishna.
Also, should this college have men and women or just men?
Hmm?
Should our college have men and women or just men?
No. Why? Everyone. We have no such discrimination. But not cats and dogs. Human beings, never mind what he is.
Srila Prabhupada, in Mayapur, you were speaking about you wanted Mayapur to become a college with the University of Calcutta.
Why Mayapur? Everywhere. The whole educational system should be changed.
We should take
not
it over.
Change, at least this will remain as a departmental law.
Yes.
It is not possible to make wholesale change. But at least let them accept
Krishna.
This Krishna consciousness as a departmental law.
We were wondering if Rabindra Swarup could come and help on this project.
Hmm?
We were wondering if Rabindra Swarup could come and help on this project. Because if we can get established in Berkeley first, it's such a big university.
Yes, do that.
We can be respected everywhere else.
Do that. Whoever can help this.
We need to have a certain number of PhDs, is it?
We need at least five.
Five PhDs?
PhDs to start.
Oh, we have got. We have got PhDs.
We need five to be accredited. We don't need five to start, but to get accredited.
How many we have got?
Rabindra
Swarup is one, and
Srup Damodari
is two. Yeah.
Rabindra
Swarup
is
not yet
a
PhD. Oh. How long?
A year.
For
1 year.
They said
that
we have about 5, 6 PhDs. Madhava. Srup Damodari.
Richard.
Certainly.
And Dr.
Judah
will be one.
Yes. If you like, Dr. Judah said he'll help teaching in this.
Oh, yeah.
If you like, Dr. Judah will want, said he will help.
Oh, yeah. If he appreciates our movement, then he can become.
So what we need, Prabhupada, is whoever has an advanced degree to come to the college to teach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like even Damodar here, Prabhu, he has a master's degree.
He already proposed that he wants to give up his service and fully work on Krishna Prabhupada. Yeah, this just I received that data. He doesn't like. He's now realizing what I am searching after false thing.
If Srup Damodar could come, that would be very good.
Yeah.
This Dr. Gerson, he comes to Artik and he likes to chant and dance.
This doctor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Convert him also?
Yes. Oh yes, he is
practically... There is another PhD.
He said he would love to come and teach at our college.
Very good. But he must give up his bad habits, illicit sex, meditating. At least they must give up.
He is giving them up. He says yeah. that he is becoming more sensitive.
If he chants, then he's still fine.
Yeah.
He realizes his all his psychologist friends, they're just crazy. They're not solving any problem.
So,
Gary, hey, well,